Coming up on this show.
You spilled the beans.
Oh, we weren't supposed to tell her.
You weren't supposed to say anything.
Nothing. But you forgot anyway.
Yeah, I did. I totally did until you brought it up.
July 1st, we're going to ride till the wheels fall. What's the mass capacity, Brooks? We're going to fill that mother up.
Good Lord, look at those feet.
PK's podcast show.
I don't get a thrill of going to places and stuff off.
Friends, how are you? PK, right across me, lovely wife. Her name is Denise. Hi.
Hey, hey.
Bro, Grant's here. Hi.
Hello there.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Not as good as you.
Why?
We got a show to go to tonight.
Hey.
Oh. You thought this through. We don't even have tickets.
Oh, I already looked them up. Yeah, cheap seats, $20.
Who is it?
Wow. You encouraged her.
You.
5 seconds of summer.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, don't they call five sauce?
I'm so proud of you.
We'll talk a little more about it coming up. We're going to play Match 2. You want to play any of our games online, pkndk.com. We'd love to get you on the show. Let's see. What else? You got some news? What are you working on?
Yes, record-breaking travel is happening this weekend. We'll talk about it and our travel plans and top three things.
Oh, yeah. July 1st. It's this Friday. We got a meetup going down to Hubbard Inn for our Oregon peeps. Right now, though, let's get to your first comments, because the people
must be heard. No doubt about it. I'll ride to the top. I'll be a star. I'll get it. They fall off. I'm going straight to the top. 503, where I be, you cannot get a knock. Play a
hate, no guy. What's happening here?
I don't, is somebody playing their music?
Yeah, I think so.
Guys, my music sounds better than you do, so.
July 1st. We can get up. We're gonna ride to the wheels fall off. Max capacity. What's the max capacity, Brooks? We're gonna fill that mother up. I know Atlanta, they ain't sold out yet. Now all I gotta say is West Side.
Oh, that's it. That's it. That's the end of the call.
Yo, I'm scared about Friday, bro. We had a little unofficial show meeting this past Friday.
Yeah,
we were just talking about that, man.
Yeah.
Y'all crazy out there, you know? Y'all crazy.
I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
Same, yeah. It's going to be interesting.
You just mentioned the summer I turned pretty. And my daughter, she keeps talking about like all these books that she reads. Look over in the car on this trip, and she's actually reading The Summer I Turned Pretty. And I'm thinking, oh. I guess that's good. Whatever. There is a show. She's dying to watch it. And
sucks.
Congratulations, PK. You have turned into a teenage girl. Bye.
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 I didn't finish watching it, though. I didn't finish just the first three episodes, maybe four.
I didn't realize you really enjoyed it.
I didn't say I really enjoyed it. I mean, I said that I was just sitting next to you because I wanted to be close to you. And I just started watching it, and maybe it was all right.
Yeah, I told you that I was going to turn it off because I knew you were going to make fun of me. But then you sat there and like really enjoyed it.
Which boy did you get with?
I'm not going to ruin it for
people.
She's
still stuck with the...
You're going to watch
one
it.
One of the brothers.
Or,
you know what's
she got with one of the brothers.
Because like the kids, they're like 16 and 17 years old, right? Or maybe like... And people are going back and forth. Which one's hotter? And I'm like, they're 16. You can't, as an adult woman, say which one's hotter. That just sounds gross.
Oh, I love that. You know what's great about that? Is, you know, because in society, everybody assumes it's the boys that are creeps.
Yeah.
You know, but so are, you know.
The ladies.
So are the ladies.
Just the same. Just as creepier.
There. Oh, hey, which one of the brothers would I bang?
The little boy.
Oh, my goodness. You're so hot. So cute. I love your hair. Oh, take your shirt off.
I did not say any of this.
And how are they drinking in the show, by the way?
I know. There was a lot of underage drinking.
And the same thing happened with Ozark. We got into a debate about how old the daughter was in Ozark.
Because she was drinking wine.
She's over 21. I'm like, no, she's in high
she's
school.
She's like 18.
Yeah, she ended up being 18.
Oh, my God, guys. I love you so much. But PK, BK, shut your mouth. Stop talking. Y'all are putting too much pressure under Ryan. He finally gets the beginning right. And then, right before he starts this up.
Yep.
I'm going to keep mounting on the pressure so he freaks out again. No, just let the guy win. Let him get it out.
Yep.
Don't make any comments on it. Just let him do it.
Let me be.
He'll probably be successful then. Mm-mm. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
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 That's the whole point. I want him to mount the pressure on.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, he's not paying you the $100.
Yeah.
Your boy is.
That's true. PK is.
I've got zero incentive to make this go easy for him.
Yo, PK.
What's up?
Where is Friday's show at?
Oh,
I already passed my daily marker. I started hearing you guys' podcast every day. Friday, 2:54 a.m., California.
Damn.
Where is Friday show, PK. You're getting old already, man. Can't hang no more. Post it already.
Oh, no, that's it. That's it. Posted already.
Get ready. Yeah.
So what happened? Because I posted on our social media that I get up around 5 a.m. and I repost, reshare everything that you've done.
Yeah.
But it wasn't there. Instead, I had to repost a show saying that the computer crashed or something.
I was in here dying. The program crashed.
Oh, that's so annoying.
It was also my fault for not saving it. I'm training myself to, like, every edit that I make, I hit the save button. Like, you know, it's a two button process. That way, when it crashes, I can just reopen it back up and I have the whole show.
Yeah.
But I hadn't saved it for 2 hours.
Oh, that
so
is on
I
you.
Restarted the whole process, yeah. And it was 4:30, and I'm like, I just can't do it. I
got
really can't
a
do
lot
it.
Of messages being very concerned, people asking how they can help, how they can contribute.
Most podcasts, you get one a week.
To the fund of the new computer. I even reached out to Extra Work Tony because I know, like, he understands what equipment, what goes on, because I have no idea.
Yeah.
And then he
just
was
like, one day, this is what happens.
Yeah, well, it sounded like a huge deal, and I wanted to make sure that when you woke up, I knew you were going to be super frustrated. Nah, I want to have a plan for you.
I just got to just be diligent with the save button, and yeah.
So do you want to apologize to all of our listeners? Because it was your fault for being late?
He said no.
I'm getting Ivan's people calling me old. Uh-huh. I ain't apologizing to we'll start doing this stuff like, you know, every other podcast. Just one a week.
I was going to say, this
we
might
drop the podcast on Thursday.
This might be a good time to say, you know, this week Thursday through probably the following Thursday, we will be traveling.
Yeah,
so
we usually always take a week off for 4th of July. But yeah. I'm planning on hopefully, I don't know, prepare for us to have like a week off for our travels. But I'm going to see if I can drop a few things here and there. No promises, though, because you might will come after me.
Yeah.
Your wife was telling me during our meeting.
Yeah.
She seems like you've gotten soft.
She said that?
Yeah, she was like, gotten soft.
I don't think you have.
I'm like, you know what? I have gotten soft, man. All these corporate people have gotten in my mind. I've got to loosen up and, you know, bring back the old PK. Mouthy PK. I ain't worried about what you might think when I say what I say, PK.
The ornery PK.
Yeah, she was on me. I was like, what'd you think of the live show? She was like, well, I loved a lot of it.
Oh, yeah,
I loved a lot of it, but, yeah. You know, you're just soft.
She came at you hard.
Yeah. Not only that, but she sent you a message apologizing.
Yeah, I just saw that right before we started the show.
I want to apologize to PK for sizing him up on Friday.
I need to be sized up every once in a while.
The way she said that, too, is kind of a diss as well.
Yeah, because she's like, while I was roid raging, as Ryan calls it, you should continue taking your greens drink, but I very kindly and gently encourage you to not skip on actual vegetables.
Oh, yeah, she came after me for drinking the
athletic greens.
Yeah. Athletic greens as well.
Yeah. No veggies,
no
salad.
Just eat a salad.
Yeah.
I'm like, obviously, I don't like the taste of salad, so I'm trying to drink it up.
Yeah, and that's the only water PK drinks, so we got to get it in somehow.
I love it. I think it's good, and I appreciate the feedback.
We all care about
it. It's out of love.
Okay. I'll say it fast for you, PK. Thank you for helping me get through this painful recovery. Love you. Bye.
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 Boom. That's, what an instant voice note. Right to the point.
I mean,
powerful as well.
You could have elaborated just a little bit. What kind of recovery? I have more questions.
Those 6 seconds. Okay. You know what? I'll give you till 10 seconds. I'm just kidding around.
And we know why.
Oh, you're ruining it with another instant voice note now. Oh, come on.
Dorian has heard of Skyrocket. Because it goes, Skyrocket's in flight. Afternoon delight.
Oh my God, you actually know that song? I wasn't going to play that because I'm like, there's no way. That's way too old of a reference.
I forgot. That's from Anchorman as well. I watched Anchorman over the weekend or last week. And they sang that song. That's where it came from.
Did you watch it before or after? She's talking about Match 2, the game that we play, Word Association. And the word was Sky and you said Rocket.
I watched it before.
It was. Maybe that was.
So I think it was embedded in my head.
Real quick, I have a DM from Kirsten.
Yeah, what'd you say?
And she writes, hold on. No one knew Skyrocket, as in prices have skyrocketed. I totally got Skyrocket.
Oh, that's good.
Boom.
Too.
She was the only one because when
are on it.
I post it always on our Instagram stories at PK and DK. You can find it and put in your own guesses or whatever you would say. 90% said blue sky. But then just that one said, like, agreed with you. Rocket.
Hey, in your notes today, because we always ask one random question, and you wrote, after PK broke up with his girlfriend for helping rob a casino.
Yeah.
I read that line, right?
Yeah.
I was like, no, I didn't. What are you talking about?
Well,
we broke up because you wanted to move to Vegas, not because I'd...
Oh, you were...
If you're fine, you could rob a casino on my watch.
You were okay with dating someone who... robbed a casino?
Yeah, not only was I okay, I moved her to Portland.
Oh, wow.
I told you, she had to go back for 30 days for the house arrest.
Oh.
And then after that 30 days, I went down there with a U-Haul.
It's kind of hot.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't care.
If someone's doing shady stuff like that, that wouldn't sit well with me. I don't think I could be with him.
Oh.
Shady business. No, I don't want someone that's lying and stealing and doing unethical things.
She's a squirmer.
She only robbed one casino.
Duh.
But anyway, what was your question? So
it was just like the question, what's the stupidest reason you ever broke up with someone? I would have thought you would answer PK, well, she robbed a casino. But in fact, that's not accurate at all.
Well, when I was younger, I was dating a girl and I was looking at her yearbook and I was looking at her picture and she looked like the Nestle Quick Bunny. And I was like, oh, I couldn't get it out of my head. And then every time I looked at her, I saw the Nestle Quick Bunny. And so eventually I had to break it off.
Wow. What do you mean?
That's what I saw. Cause I was like, that's the true you.
She looked like an actual bunny?
Well, she changed. Like, she didn't look like that anymore. But after seeing that, I could see it in her face. I'm like, holy crap.
You look like a bunny.
I still see it. Yeah. You look like a Nestle Quick Bunny.
Like this?
Yes.
I just can't imagine how a human being could look like that. But all right. So that's today's one random question. Dumbest reason that you broke up with somebody. Or maybe the other way around. Drop us your instant voice notes. Always love hearing from you online. PKDK.com. Hit us up on Instagram. It's at PKNDK. On a serious note, and then we're going to play match two. If you want to play any of our games online, PKDK.com. But on a serious note, was it Urel's cousin?
Yes.
What can we put out there? Like, how do we help on this? I don't know that we can. I don't know what our reach is or if anybody would know anything.
I mean,
but
this happened in the Houston area. Urel, which we all, you know,
she does all of our merch.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. So she writes in, my cousin Art was riding his motorcycle and hit by a gray sedan on Saturday, June 25th at 12 p.m. Art unfortunately passed away due to his injuries. The driver of the vehicle took off. Please help bring justice to my cousin. And so has the date and some pictures. And then we've already shared it on our Facebook and Instagram pages. But if there's anyone in the Houston area that maybe has a connection with somebody that can help take it to the next level, she says that there's a video, but it's just really hard to see the video of the actual car. So it's a hit and run. And he, unfortunately, he passed away.
So I don't know. I guess you never know who's listening and what they might know or come across or, you know. So I'm also going to put these pictures up on the description of the show if you want to just take a quick little look. And that way, you never know. Again, you're maybe just driving and then you notice that van in somebody's driveway or some, you know, you just never know where something might lead. So again, I'm going to embed everything in the description of today's show at pkndk.com. Today, real quick, it's ice cream cake day.
Yum.
Hello.
Yeah, you still got that soft serve ice cream machine?
Yeah.
You know, I got a soft serve machine. It's called my
Oh, my God.
Built right in.
Wow, PK.
It's the P1000.
Yeah, lots of pressure up in there.
Actually, my bowel movements have been doing a lot better.
That's good.
I know.
Really thanks good. To, yeah. Once again, Athletic Greens.
Y'all put your hands together, playing match two right now. Kyle, everybody.
Hey, Kyle.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's Kyle.
What's the word, kid? How you doing?
We're doing pretty good.
Oh, who's we? Who you got?
Oh, I got my 4-year-old daughter here, Charlotte, and my wife and my son are all running around the backyard right now.
Oh cool.
Nice,
fun.
Man.
Family affair.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Where are you guys located?
We're up north of Spokane, up kind of by, it's a little town called Colville. Up in Washington.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Has it stopped raining out there yet?
Yes, it is like 90 degrees right now and blue sky and sunshine.
90 degrees, that's chilly. Yeah. That's chilly for us now.
Yeah, I wish it was 90 degrees here.
Yeah, where are we at? 102, it was 102 yesterday and the day before.
It's miserable.
Like, good Lord, man. Yeah, see, for you guys, you got like paradise for the next like 2-3 months now.
I hope so. I don't know. This year's kind of weird, so it could change in a minute. So who knows?
All right, buddy. What are you thinking? You wanna play match two with Denise or Darian?
Well, since Darian screwed me last time, I think I'm gonna go with Denise this time.
All right.
How bad did he do you? Did you at least get like halfway there?
No, I don't think we got even halfway there.
Oh no,
dude! Come on, bro.
Hopefully, Denise.
I usually would kind of line up with Darian, but no, I think we were way off on that day.
Let's see what happens right now. Here we go. I'm excited. Two words. Let's make the first one rain. One word for rain.
Ooh, rain.
Oh my gosh.
Storm, cloud, Portland. Ooh. I'm going to go with maybe rain cloud.
That's pretty good.
That is a good one.
And your second word is south. One word for south.
South, like S-O-W or S-O-U-T-H?
Yep, you got it.
Ooh, the dirty south. North, south.
Ryan, what are you thinking for South?
North, since it's the opposite.
Okay.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I think that Denise would say that, so let's go with North.
All right. Gotcha. Locked in. I would have gone with directions or direction.
Direction?
For
that's
south.
A good one, too. Oh. Yeah.
Or yeah, down.
That's really good.
Southwest.
Yeah, southwest.
Oh, yeah, there.
I mean, that dirty south sounds kind of.
Dirty south.
I can see
dirty south.
That.
I don't know if she's going to say dirty south. I can see her saying southwest, though.
Southwest, yeah.
Because the airline.
Oh,
you know?
True.
You wanna stick? I'll tell you what, man. It's up to you. Whatever you want to lock in.
I'm going to switch it up to southwest because you guys were just talking about it not too long ago. And let's go with southwest and hopefully I don't screw this one up.
All right, I got you locked in. Will you grab her?
Yeah.
Grab her real quick. Nice. How's everything else, man? Family side, everything's good out there?
Everything's good out here, yeah. We just got back from a little mini family vacation, and tomorrow we're heading out for another mini family vacation, so trying to treat the kids right this summer and do all kinds of good stuff while we got some good weather.
What'd y'all do, and what are you guys about to do?
So we just got back from Silverwood, which is like a theme park up here, kind of over in Idaho, and we did 2 days there. And then tomorrow we're flying out and we're going to Disneyland for the week.
Oh nice,
God,
dude.
Bro, nice.
Lucky.
And they don't know anything about it yet. So we've been trying to. So we just tell them we're going down to California to visit my wife's brother, and we're going to show up, and the hotel's right across from the park, and they're going to lose their mind.
Oh,
so,
my God.
I've
please,
never been there.
Please send videos once that all happens.
I would love
to see that.
Is this the first time, too?
This is their first time. This is our first time. We've never been. This is kind of like a family vacation with my wife's family. So I think they're going to figure it out once we show up in the shuttle, like in the hotel literally is, I think, right across the street from the park.
Oh.
And then we'll definitely tag you in some videos and stuff like that. And
man, I'm excited for y'all. That's got to be such a fun trip. Such a fun trip.
Yes.
All right, buddy. Here we go.
All right.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I would love to get a win so Kyle can have an amazing start to the vacation.
It's doable.
Yes.
Let's kick it off with South.
Southwest, I think. Like the airline. I also think the opposite of South, North. Southwest, North. Yes.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
It's one of those two.
Oh my God, it's gotta be Southwest. Lock me for West, baby.
It could be North.
It's west.
You want to go west?
Yes, I do.
That's a damn. No, you got it.
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
Yay, Kyle.
I shouldn't have said it was one of those two.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, you ready?
I know, like, my hands all of a sudden are, like, slippery. I'm really excited. Yeah.
For the win.
For the W, baby. Sit.
Rain.
Oh, no. Rain storm, rain shower. We talked a lot about drizzle. Spokane area, that's where you are, but that's not what we talked about. Umbrella. I don't know why recently I'm doing the Dorian and compound words. So like rain shower makes the most sense. Drizzle, clouds, rain clouds, gray, drizzle. Oh my God. I'm going in between drizzle and shower, but I said shower, rain shower. Lock me in for a shower, baby!
Oh,
shoot!
Man, he said it!
No.
He said it!
He did!
Oh! Woo! That was close!
Oh, gosh, what was it?
What do you think? What else would you have gone with?
Drizzle? Oh, okay. Umbrella.
You didn't even say umbrella!
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, you mentioned it.
Okay.
Spokane!
No, wait! Now you're just...
No,
now
that's where whole
off track. Colder, yeah. Getting colder.
Yeah, way cold.
Great!
No!
Okay, what is it? Just help me out.
Where does rain come from?
Clouds. Sky.
Cloud.
Cloud?
No. Rain cloud. Which you said.
He
I
did.
Know.
Oh, Kyle. Man. Y'all been hot lately, though. I got to say this.
Well, you too, Kyle.
I mean, I know it wasn't a win, but you two, both of you, have been hot in the last couple of, you know. We haven't had a winner for this entire year, and all of a sudden, guys have, you know.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
Back to backs there,
well,
man.
Well, except for today, PK. Wait a minute.
But that's still close.
Bad.
It was so close today.
Yeah.
You said it, and you were there.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
And we flipped south. Initially, he was going to go with north.
Oh, so I would have said that too.
Yeah.
That was a close round, Kyle.
Well, you're winning in life anyway, man. You go to Disney.
You're gonna have so much fun.
Dude.
Yeah.
You doing anything else down in Cali or just Disney and back up?
Just Disney for two. I think we're doing Disneyland and then California Adventure Place or whatever.
PK, I've never done that park. I've never went there. I just, you know, and they're so close. And I've always looked at it, but for some reason, I just never had the opportunity to go. You'll have to tell me how it is.
Yeah, we're going to check them both out. I think they're like side by side, so you can like walk from one park to the other. But I don't know anything about it. We've been like going all over like YouTube, looking at like tutorials, trying to figure out what's going on. My brother-in-law and his fiance, they've been there like oodles of time, so they're going to be our tour guide. Show us where everything's at.
I was going to ask if you're going to do any kind of hacks to skip the lines, you know, put one of the kids in a wheelchair or something.
It would work.
You know, get like a cast from Amazon.
And with crutches.
Get some crutches. Oh, come on, bro. I got some crutches.
You're going to get VIP everywhere.
Yeah.
All right. We got crutches out in the garage right now. I think I'm going to pack them.
Didn't rich people get busted for doing that? What'd they do? They would hire somebody that had a pass or something.
Yeah.
Just so they could skip the line and would say that they were part of the family.
Oh, that's right.
Holy crap.
I forgot about that story.
Yeah.
That's some bad.
All right, better not do that. I'm gonna skip that.
Yeah, stick to
it. Go with my first answer.
Yes.
All right, buddy. Well, enjoy the trips, and we'll have to catch up after, and you'll find out how it was. And
absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Thanks for calling, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, sounds great.
Right, there it is,
tell
Kyle.
The family hi.
I will do that. You guys take care.
Okay, you too.
You too. Call everybody.
Bye,
Kyle. Kyle.
Bye.
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 You know, we got Mickey that listens. Maybe Mickey can give some advice.
Yes, that's true.
For Kyle and family.
It's a small world after all, so keep your brand under control.
Hey, everybody. It's me, your old pal Mickey.
And I'm Goofy.
Quiet down, Goofy. If you're planning on visiting Disney this year, remember to keep your Rugrats on a leash, because we theme park characters will knock them into Tomorrowland if they get out of hand.
Yeah, put a muzzle on the little
Goofy, I swear to God, knock it off. Your kids can act however they want at Walmart, but if your trailer court offspring gets wild in here, forget about Dopey and Sneezy. They're going to need Doc.
Yeah, I'll knock a Space Mountain-sized hole in their teeth.
Goofy, one more word and I will field dress you like a 12-point buck and mount your severed head in my garage.
It's a small world after all. Nobody will miss one less kid.
Speaking of Disney, didn't you just recently get Disney Plus again back on the plan?
Why'd you get it? Now I'm mad at myself because I wanted to see
Kenobi.
Obi-Wan, right?
Oh,
and
right.
I haven't had a chance to sit down and see it yet, so now I'm just, you know.
You're going to be like 2 months.
Oh.
And I know they've got some cool stuff, and I've gotten just great. You guys have told me that it was great through instant voice notes, and I promised you I would watch it, so I got Disney Plus. I just haven't had a minute.
When's Willow coming out?
Willow! Matt Morgan, pigs!
You're all pigs!
Pigs!
I have no clue. Every time you guys bring this up, you look at me like I should chime in, and I'm like,
I'm excited about that, and I'm also excited about Rogue One, the series that they've made. I know you guys haven't seen the movie, but they made a series coming up. So there's a few things that they're dropping.
Yeah.
And then also, Umbrella Academy.
Oh, that just dropped. Same with The Boys. Which is good.
You know, I love The Boys, but it just makes me feel a little uneasy at parts because it gets so dark.
Yeah.
I'm like,
nice.
You know?
For some reason, I really enjoy The Boys and Umbrella Academy.
Weird thing about Umbrella Academy is I didn't like it after the first episode. I thought it was very eclectic and it was interesting enough for me to watch another episode, but it wasn't my favorite show. And the more I watched, the more I'm like, this is a really good show.
Oh.
It's a really good show.
Yeah, and season
3 just dropped.
Interesting for me how, because I'm, you know, bubblegum and like happy things.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Squirrel.
I watch the crappiest of TV.
Yeah.
I would say crappy.
Best is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Did you finish This Is Us?
No, not yet, but I was so far behind.
What was it taking to finish that? You've been sick for a whole week. What have you been doing in there?
16 episodes in the season, and I still had 9 from season 5, and now I'm on season 6, episode 6.
That's why I'm out of toilet paper, man. I had to go to Costco to get some more teepee.
Crying all the time.
Some tissue.
That and you.
The last one.
Yeah, Durant's been, you know.
No, I want. What?
Brian's not doing that at our house.
Oh my goodness.
Please
do
not.
Have you done that at our house?
Ew, stop. No.
Have you done that anywhere but your house?
Oh my God.
Like, what's the most craziest place you've
earmuffs,
done that?
Earmuffs.
Did you ever do it at work?
Earmuffs.
No, I can't. No, I'm not thinking about that when I'm at work.
Oh, okay, well, I guess I just have a higher sex drive than you. I don't know what to tell you.
No.
Friend's house? Ever
go
at a friend's house?
If you're going to.
I don't know. It's multiple places. I'm global.
Multiple places?
Wherever I go, I'll do it. I'll leave
wherever
a mark.
You go,
Costco?
You gotta tell me. I'm not thinking about that at work.
You're
I don't
at
know.
Costco? You've done it at Costco?
Do it at Costco? I don't.
Yeah, dude. I did. He's like, oh, that rotisserie chicken. Can't wait for that chicken.
New challenge. $100. You got to do it at Costco.
Please don't do that in public. Please don't.
I never answered the question. What's the most, you know?
The craziest place, like, to myself?
Yeah.
I don't know. Nothing too crazy. I don't get a thrill of going to places and myself off.
Good. I'm gonna make sure you're not outside our bedroom window. I was testing you.
You might have to bleep that out. That's a little dirty.
Do I have to bleep that out?
For the uncensored, you can leave it in.
What about jerk chicken? I gotta bleep that out?
Jerk the chicken?
Jerk chicken.
Oh, no.
Why am I jerking a chicken? What? So do I have to bleep that out?
That's illegal, too. Yeah. No.
What do I have to bleep out now? Now I'm just going to be sitting here for hours trying to figure out what to bleep out.
All these random bleeps.
You got some news?
I sure do.
That's, by the way, exactly why you should have the uncensored version of the show. $7.99 a month? Are we not worth a cup of coffee?
We would really, really appreciate it.
You cheap bastard. You know, how many of y'all listening love the show? And we're like, oh, $7.99. That's steep.
How do you get the uncensored version, though?
I'm glad you asked. If you got the iPhone in the podcast app, you hit the subscribe button. You know, can't miss it. It's right there. If you don't have an iPhone, just go to pkndk.com and you'll see where it says pkndk plus. Then you can get it on Spotify anywhere.
Perfect.
Didn't you have somebody that needed help? What did they need help
with? Yeah, they needed help buying tickets to our Atlanta show at Vinyl September 2nd. So they sent me a message and they're like,
is it hard to click on the buy now button?
No,
what's the problem?
I mean, it does look a little confusing, but if you go there, because there's also like a discount code. So like there's the regular tickets and then the discount code, which we screwed up. But yeah, but I was like, all you have to do is update your quantity and then click the next button and then you'll be able to buy your tickets.
Yeah. There technically isn't a discount code. Well, no. There was, but then we just screwed it up so royally.
We screwed it up.
We don't even really know what the discount code is.
It's on me.
Stuff you can't buy. Intelligence.
We regularly.
Oh my God, dude. What? I've never even said this. Right. I bet I could say it.
I got this. Interrupt the show for a regular.
He's never going to do this. This is my birthday wishes not to have him do this.
And a night laughing with us. Well, didn't think that through. I guess you can buy that because you can get a ticket, which gets you in the door, so. Huh.
The PK and DK show, Friday, September 2nd at Final.
Tickets now on sale at Ticketmaster
or pkanddk.com.
Buy your tickets.
Denise's top three things you need to know starts now.
And here is your first story. It is Monday, June 27th. Speaking of July, a record number of travelers will happen again for the 4th of July weekend.
Oh,
more than 42
Dude,
million
us.
Americans are traveling 50 miles or more this
holiday. Oh, no. That's bad. What if we don't make it there for our meetup?
The good news is we fly out Wednesday with the meetup on Friday. So even if, you know, there's some delays,
we got a couple days.
We'll still be all right. Which brings me to my question. Can you please, let's turn down this music for a second.
Tell me what to do.
It's my top three things.
Turn it up, baby. All the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Okay, turn it down.
All right.
Okay, serious question. Because we all had fun and games. We had fun hanging out. And we'll talk about it a little bit more, I'm sure, on Friday. But one of the conversations that came up is that we are flying to Portland, but then we're driving back. What is going on?
We were drunk when we talked about this.
What is going on between you two minds?
I totally forgot about that.
Because PK's like, you got to get time off from your other job. So we're driving home. I'm like, I don't want to drive home.
You spilled the beans, my friend.
Oh, we weren't supposed to tell her.
You weren't supposed to.
Me.
Yeah. God. You wasn't supposed to say anything.
Nothing.
But you forgot anyway.
Yeah, I did. I totally did until you brought it up.
So we got drunk and we're like, wouldn't it be funny when we got to the airport to fly back to Houston?
So funny.
We just instead of going to the gate, we go to the car rental place and then we drive back because, Denise would lose her cool.
Yeah.
Just keep driving driving.
That was a crazy drive we did. It was 12 years ago. I don't want to do that again.
Even Ilya, I told Ilya the idea and he was like, why would you do that? And I'm like, it'd be funny. Take the show on the road, man. We could do the show from different small towns and stuff. And he actually came around and said, brilliant idea, but you need to do a lot more planning. Otherwise, what you would do is just get in the car and end up just driving back without doing any of the cool stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
I was like, I did talk with people. I can get those days off. So if you guys are really thinking about it and want to extend.
I think car rental is what's going to keep us from doing that.
Okay. But
I'm going to look into it. No promises, though, because
it's not just us. Remember, Darian has a wife at the house. So she can be okay with you doing a road trip back home?
I don't know.
She won't know. We'll just be like, hey, the plane got delayed and then canceled. We're like, we'll just be there, before we're just driving back.
Yeah, it's 4 or 5 day drive.
Yeah.
She'll find out.
You know, we'll go through the Utah towns we were talking about on the show.
Right.
Try to join a couple of fundamentalist groups.
We gotta do that.
Gotta.
See, it's for the show. She'll be understanding.
Knock on some doors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who knows what else we can get into? I've always wanted to see White Sands Beach.
Yeah.
Or a desert. It's a desert.
With white sand?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
it's white Sand National Park. It's in the middle of nowhere.
It's in New Mexico, right?
And it's next to, where they used to test nukes, but it's like the craziest thing because it's...
Is it safe?
Yeah, it is. Okay. Think of like dunes, like an actual desert.
Okay, yeah.
But it's all white.
Oh, that sounds pretty.
Yeah. So they film movies and stuff there.
Gorgeous.
I've always wanted to see it.
So White Sands National Park is what it's called in New Mexico.
Look at that.
And PK's been talking about going there for such a long time.
I'm like, driving back, we can go there.
Yeah. We can take show pictures there. Look how cool. Oh, these people look so happy.
That looks eerie. That's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know what else we could do, but I'm sure there's other things. However, again, car rentals are so expensive now, plus gas, and we already have tickets coming. This would be a real stupid idea is what I'm saying. But you never know with us.
But have we ever done like the smartest idea? No.
Mm-mm. I completely forgot. What were you talking about? News, right?
I'm doing news.
What was your news about?
The story.
The story was about 4th of July and everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And she says we don't listen.
Right.
Denise's top three things you need to know starts now.
All right, so we can go from funny, laugh out loud, and then to some serious stuff. And I know so many people have had these serious conversations this past weekend because weeks after an unprecedented leak, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, meaning no longer federal constitutional right to an abortion. And the legal status of abortion is up to each individual state. So lots of protests in every single city that I saw this weekend. I'm like, I don't know about you guys if you've been on social media or maybe you took a little pause because it's so like back and forth or whatnot.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's
everywhere.
I heard Portland's going crazy too because, they love to, protest.
They really do. That's why I went
protest like a TV show getting canceled,
Yeah.
In Oregon, it's so left-leaning that it doesn't really affect them, right? Because in that state...
Like, they're safe haven states.
Yeah, so I find it interesting that they're protesting there mm-hmm. when...
Yeah, I mean...
You do it, yeah.
Like I said, any kind of reason to protest there...
They're doing it.
They're burning down!
Yeah, I mean, this obviously is, like, a real serious story. And I know, like, sometimes we do get into serious topics and conversations, and that could come up later on this week. But I just, it's top three things. That is definitely what's been going on in my mind. I had a girls' night last night, and that's like we sat for hours just like talking about everything. And yeah, it's.
And you guys went
I was
deep.
Wondering insane. What y'all were doing because usually you're. Oh my God, you know what she did?
What?
Okay, I'm gonna have to bleep this out, but you know what? Maybe the camera caught it. Holy crap. I'll have to see if I can find it.
What?
I'm gonna have to insert it later. So she had a girls' day. You went over to see one of your friends' new house.
Yeah, she just bought a house. We're like hanging out. Yeah.
So I finally get like a break. I can take a quick nap and I was going to work on some stuff on the show, right?
Yeah.
So I start watching a movie and it's called The Gentleman. And it's a Guy Ritchie movie. So it's a lot of, it's British humor and they love to use the C word over there.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Right? A word that I never will
see
say.
See you next Tuesday.
So I'm sitting on the couch and out of nowhere, I hear Denise.
What are you doing, love? What are you doing? I'm
like, where the is she? Like, that's not on my phone. Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And then it clicks. She's in the camera because we got these cameras to watch Kiki. She's talking to me through the camera. I'm sitting on the couch. The movie's on. And dude, I kid you not. The minute she goes,
what are you doing, love?
Yeah.
How about you give us that bag and be gone anyway?
Hello. Hi, TK. What's she doing?
Stop f***ing around. Give me the phone.
The girls say hi.
Hi.
Elia wants to know if you're coming over still.
What?
It's like, oh, because I'm picturing her and all of her girlfriends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, hey, let's check in on Kiki or PK.
Yeah.
And then that's what,
that's
then
what you comes out, you effing C word. Yeah.
Yeah. So then I'm looking, I'm like struggling to look for the remote. And she was like,
I thought you were working on the show, hon.
Yeah.
There's no breaks from you ever. So what did you all, y'all got serious?
Yeah, I mean, we were just catching up. Like, it's good to have those girl nights where you catch up. We thought we were just going to hang out a couple hours, have a couple bottles of champagne, whatever. Turned into 7 hours. We ended up watching, like, The Reputation, Taylor Swift tour again, and the 1989 tour. Like, we were just having a great girls' time.
That sounds like the worst time
ever. A rager, baby. No, it was fun for us, and that's all that matters. And
shouldn't you guys be, like, playing, like, spin the bottle? And
with us four girls? Yeah. Who am I going to be making out with, Ryan?
Each other, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're assuming that you're doing.
All right, I got one last story, you guys. We still are in top three things.
Denise's top three things you need to know starts now.
Now, we've all been stuck in it. Standstill traffic. We all know that there's nothing you can do about it. Super frustrating, unless your name is Haley Ann Smith. Now, Haley, she's from Atlanta area, was on her way to perform at a wedding, and then the traffic just was at a standstill on 85. That's where Interstate Angel became a thing.
Oh, no.
I sent you the video. I want you to play.
Take out a harp.
Harp.
The harp is huge.
Yes, I get she was on her way to perform at a wedding and then traffic was stopped. So everybody's angry and she's like, you know what? I'm going to take a couple minutes and I'm going to perform. Everyone got out of their car, enjoyed the music, started clapping, and it's so beautiful.
What? That's kind of cool.
Isn't it?
What if harps made you angry? What if that's the one instrument?
And you're in traffic.
Stuck in traffic.
No.
Should I fast forward? Do you see people getting out of the cars?
No, or not in the video. Not in this video. It's only about 20 seconds long. But there's other pictures that people have now seen the story. So she works like she's a professional harpist for Harpist for the King. And now everyone's just tagging her.
Her business
pictures.
Is called Harpist for the King?
Yes.
Hmm.
Well, that's an interesting name.
It is.
Okay.
Is a harp heavy?
I mean, does it not look heavy? Look at that thing. That's why I was like, where'd she get the harp from?
Yeah.
That's her harp, because again, she was performing.
Well, I know you're saying that, what kind of car would that fit in? Unless he has the truck.
Like a van?
Oh, yeah.
Remember at your wedding, Ryan, you had a harpist.
Yeah, and she was so good, too.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
So there is, again, so many pictures, but you could see people like standing around.
Wow.
And I just thought
yeah.
that was really sweet. So if you guys, you know, want some good news for your Monday, because it's been a hard weekend.
Yeah.
Go to pkanddk.com and PK will link that in the description of this show.
Tell me what to do again, you know?
Yeah.
I'll be here linking stuff all day.
Thank you.
All day.
I'm Denise, and those are the top three things you need to know.
By the way, if we ever say that we're going to have something online and it's not on there, I want you to blame the person that said it was going to be online.
Why?
Right? And it's typically not me, because it'll be like, Darine sung us a video,
uh-huh.
and I'll say, hey, we're going to put this online,
yeah.
and Darine never sends me the link.
Oh,
so it's the origins of that video. So if Denise brought something to the table and you don't see the harp girl,
I mean,
it's probably her fault that she didn't send it to me, although I know she will.
It's technically already in your email, hence that's why you played it on the screen, right?
I've got it. Can I play a couple of videos?
Yeah.
Okay.
You were done with news, right?
Yes, I already ended it. Thanks for listening.
She literally just said it like 10 seconds ago.
Waking up with. It's videos that catch our interests from, you know, around the interwebs. And I do have this link, and you will be able to see it online at pkndk.com in the description of the show. But this happened in Fort Lauderdale, where you had a, you know, one of those things that drive cars from dealerships? You know, it's got like a bottom row of cars and the top one you see on
yeah.
the interstate?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there was a van at the top, and oh boy, didn't see how high.
Oh, no.
That clearance was. And this is actually at full speed on the interstate in Fort Lauderdale. And I just want to just catch your reactions because there's no audio.
Oh.
Boom.
Oh.
And there was a Tesla behind him, so you see it from like different angles. And how, I mean, look at this. The Tesla guy just kept going, I think. Or yeah. did he pull over? Maybe he pulled over. But bro, you got to check your clearance. That dude was going like 50, 55, and then bam, van went flying.
I didn't even see like the video, but I just looked like it's called like a car hauler. And you could obviously see that this van is super tall, taller than any other like sedan or anything that I've ever seen. And so clearly that stood out to me. And then 5 seconds later, it just like crashes into the overpass.
Boom.
Bang.
And how about the driver not even slowing down to wonder if he can make that bridge.
At least,
like,
right?
The confidence of driving full force underneath
crazy?
This. It's impressive.
Do you think he lost his job?
You think? This is caught on video and everything, man.
Yeah, it's viral.
I can only
do
so much smack talking, you know, when we, not even the radio story, you know, when I took the top of the van off. But what about in Atlanta with the U-Haul?
That's right. What? We were moving out.
I got stuck in our
in the garage.
Stuck in our entrance.
Great.
It clearly says, like, they told us, like, all right, you take the U-Haul and you go this way. But PK's like, nah, I got it this way. And then, like, he got stuck. And then I had to come out. It was like, what was it? Peachtree.
It was.
And 14th again. Like,
it
that
was on 14th.
That intersection that's always so crazy
entrance.
And busy.
Oh, yeah.
And just there's so much drama that
dude,
happens
I got
there. PK got stuck there.
Stuck.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst place.
Because I felt the jerk. And I'm like, nah, I bet you I can just smash the gas and I can, you know, I can clear
oh,
it.
No.
And I just heard, like, metal scraping. I'm like, oh no. So then I had to back up, but it's not as easy as just backing up because then again, the noise of the scraping metal, you know?
And so scary. I'm like, I'm waiting for him. I don't know. I think my phone had died or something, but I'm like waiting for him. Like, where is he? I'm like, oh my God, he got stuck. I just knew it. And so I had to go out and like stop traffic so he can like reverse back.
Oh, it was,
it was a mess.
Embarrassing.
Yes, so embarrassing.
Good thing they don't inspect the top of the U-Haul when you return it, you know?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
You know, they just take the back of the tire. They don't see if you got into any kind of wrecks or hit anything. But
sides, yeah.
Yeah, not the top.
Not the top.
One more video I wanted to play. It's a simple question. What's four things you'd put on your burger? Four things, go.
Cheese, bacon, lettuce, and mayo?
There's no right or wrong answer. It's just like, what would you put?
Oh, no. Sorry, no mayo.
Too late. Now
red onions.
What?
Yeah, red onions.
You're not going to put any kind of condiments?
He said
mayo.
No,
because, well, I was going to do mayo.
No, you replaced the mayo with a red onion.
Yeah, I need the red onions.
It's so dry.
Ah, dude, that's hard. Actually, dang it. Yeah, I need mayo. I'll squash the lettuce.
You're worse than these people.
I'll squash the lettuce and put red onions. There it is.
This is not.
So, to confirm, it's what?
Cheese, bacon. Oh, what the hell am I? What's on my burger? Cheese, bacon, red onions. And mayo.
How is that hard? This is not the simplest question.
Really,
I'm looking at this video
really
like.
It really is.
I don't know. It's kind of hard. What would you have?
I would go mayo, ketchup for sure, onion, tomato, raw onion, tomato.
Huh.
And then that way I have some condiments. I love my tomatoes on there. Yeah. And I love the crispiness of the onion. Well, no, because then I'm not putting cheese on it.
And what about about bacon?
Oh, no. I'm usually good without bacon.
Crispy bacon, thick.
An egg, a fried egg.
No. Those are extra. Those are, you know, premium toppings.
Okay.
I'm talking about, if I can only choose four, I'm not going to like bacon or eggs or any of that stuff. I got to have some condiments. I got to have the cheese. So cheese, mayonnaise, ketchup,
cheddar
onion.
Cheese or like pepper jack cheese or Swiss cheese.
Cheddar or pepper jack. It doesn't matter. Cheese, I'm pretty easy going with
so
cheese.
So hungry right now,
What about you?
Too.
What do you have? Four items.
Yeah, so starting with ketchup, then I'm putting tomato thick slices and cheese and lettuce.
Hot sauce, ketchup, and pickles.
You got one more.
Cheese.
American cheese, crispy onion rings, like the onion strings, pickles, and ketchup.
Mm.
Ketchup, mayo, onions, tomato. I forgot cheese.
That's what I did.
Four things. Okay, cheese, lettuce, tomato.
Ketchup.
Mustard.
American cheese, shredded lettuce, special sauce, meaning French dressing and mayo-based sauce.
That's cheating.
Grill onions.
That one guy was cheating with the special sauce.
Yeah.
You know, it's premium topping because you got two sauces in that one sauce to make it.
You're
you know?
Mixing it.
Although you can make the argument, well, I can just go buy that sauce,
that's
and that is one.
Point.
Thousand Islands,
yeah. But just don't be a We're just saying four items, the original items. What would you put on your burger? Maybe you could put this, can you make that an Instagram thing? People can leave.
Yeah, we can do that.
Then tomorrow we can see what people would put in. See if we can get surprised by anybody, you know? And by the way, the same thing goes if you want to drop us an instant voice note. If you only could put four different toppings on your burger, what would you pick? Drop us your instant voice notes online at pkndk.com.
What if I don't eat burgers, PK?
Well, don't answer the question, Denise.
Yeah. Keep it moving.
Jeez Louise.
I'm just asking.
I know we haven't done a Hollywood hashtag in a while. And we just got down with news or whatever. So, but I did have a story, and I saw that you had the Denise Richards story as well.
Yeah, I do.
So we just talk about these two things without all the bells and whistles?
No, we have to play the music.
The f***ing bells and whistles?
Yeah.
Hollywood hashtag.
That wasn't so difficult. That was it.
Well, my story's real quick. I just wanted to give some respect to Kristen Bale, who was, you know, Dark Knight.
Yeah, yeah.
American love Psycho. Him to death, man. I love him to death. So he's gonna be part of the Marvel Universe.
Doing
he's like
what?
He's a villain in a Thor movie.
Okay.
So you know MCU, the universe is like all the movies, right?
Yeah.
So somebody goes, "Hey, you just entered the Marvel Universe. Like, what does that feel like?" Right? And his reply was, and I quote, "I haven't entered." Because he didn't know what the Marvel Universe is. He hasn't watched any of the movies.
No.
Oh wow, that's hilarious.
What the are you doing? Are you professional or not?
Yes, I am.
Do I walk around and rip that? No, shut the up, Bruce. Do I want? No. No. Don't shut me up.
I'm not shutting you
up. Am I going to walk around and rip your lights down in the middle of a scene?
That's what it was. He tripped over the lights in the middle of a scene.
Then why the are you walking right through like this in the background? What the is it with you? You got any idea about, hey, it's distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the scene.
I was looking at the light.
Oh, good for you. And how was it? I hope it was good because it's useless now, isn't it?
God,
could you imagine it getting yelled at like that?
Dude, yeah.
And how was it looking at the light?
That's useless now, ain't it?
Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
There's nothing you could say. There's nothing you could do. You just have to sit there and take it, you know?
Yeah.
In a way, though, I would kind of like it because it's coming from Christian Bale.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, Christian Bale yelled at me that one time.
I was like,
you know?
Oh, I'm really bringing out this side of him I've never seen before, even though it's belittling me. I kind of like it.
That's how I picture him responding to that reporter.
Yeah.
I didn't do s***.
What the F you talking about?
What is the MCU?
And how was it?
The other story is that Denise Richards.
Yeah, so she joined OnlyFans just after a week after her 18-year-old daughter, Sammy, made her debut.
Double what?
Yeah.
They both? So they mom both and daughter? There.
Yeah,
both?
So the daughter like announced and then, what's his name, Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen, yeah.
Yeah, he was like upset by it. He's like, I can't believe my daughter's doing OnlyFans. And then, you know, a week later, the mom was like, oh, well, I'm going to do it too.
There's two things that happened. Either the mom realized how much money you can make on OnlyFans because the daughter just, you know, put one picture up and made like a mil or something. Like, I don't know what she is.
I
made,
don't even know how much money they made.
But that's one possibility. The other possibility is there's no faster way to get your daughter off of OnlyFans.
If you're on there.
Then if mommy does something, it immediately makes it uncool.
Yeah.
I see what you mean.
Like,
yeah.
If you're trying to be a rebel and your dad is like, all right, cool. Yeah, I'm buying a Harley too or whatever.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
Reverse psychology.
Now it's not cool. My dad's doing it. My mom's on there.
By the way, I didn't realize it, but her content, and at least Denise Richards, is $25 a month. But I don't know.
Is that cheap?
I don't know. I don't have an account or I've never been on it. So I was going to ask you.
I didn't realize.
Is that a good amount?
Actually, that's $25 a month.
But then are you also paying for other pictures? Or I don't know how OnlyFans works.
Yeah, I don't know the in-depth.
And how many... Like, is it something you post like once a week or whenever you feel like it? Or do you have a schedule? Like with our show, it's like, you know, Monday through Friday. Like OnlyFans, is it like every Friday? I have no clue.
I think it's whenever you want to put whatever you want to put up. And maybe there is like a fee just to get
personalized,
you know, in the door or something. And then you can get like higher packages.
Here,
you know?
A quick Google search says the minimum subscription $4.99 per month. Maximum subscription is $49.99 per month. Ooh. Creators can also set up tips or paid private messages starting at $5.
Could you imagine, man, if you were growing up nowadays, though? Like, remember how hard it was for us to, like, look at anything? We've talked about this before.
Oh,
the squiggy lines or whatever. Now you can subscribe to whoever you have a crush on.
That's right there.
Who'd you have a crush on growing up?
Growing up?
I couldn't do it with mine because it was a cartoon character. But if it was a real person, imagine being a kid growing up. Be like, you know, you could subscribe to them.
Crazy.
Yo, butter soft.
Butter soft.
Butter soft. Sometimes,
butter soft.
Sometimes butter is hard if it's in the fridge.
You taught me to not keep it in the fridge. Yeah. If y'all are keeping your butter in the fridge, you're slipping. I fought Denise on this, and it's the greatest thing ever. We got it in the kitty butter jar. It's the best thing ever, man.
Butter
always
soft.
Ready to go. Spread.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Nice spreadable butter.
Whew, I don't even have to put it on toast. Just
lucky. I have to microwave mine.
Yeah, well, why would you keep it in the refrigerator if you got to do all that?
I don't know. I just never had the need to do it, but I guess I'll try it.
Keep it like in the pantry or something. It's a game changer.
Oh, I need to.
Y'all, let me know if you keep your butter in the pantry. I'm telling you. And if you haven't, give it a go. Best thing ever. Also, we've been taking this healthy green stuff. The green juice.
Oh, Athletic Greens.
Yeah, and I just read, it's right on the cover of the box that came because we had to get this a second month on it.
Uh-huh.
It's right on the box. It says, keep it in the refrigerator if you open it.
Yeah.
The whole month it's been on a cabinet.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
On the counter.
That stuff is like premium stuff too that you don't want to go spoil. Yeah. You know?
How did we miss that?
I don't know. I got excited to just drink it, I guess. I didn't read the directions.
One more hack about stuff in the refrigerator. You know what an easy way is to know if you should keep something in the refrigerator or counter?
What's that?
What?
At the grocery store. Is it in a cold area or is it...
I'm going to have to rebuttal that.
That's the gauge, I'm telling you. Otherwise, it would be in the refrigerated area at the grocery store.
But the butter is in the refrigerated area and then you put it on top of the fridge outside.
Wait, hold on. Doesn't it say on the box?
Like fruits and vegetables.
Well, does it say on the box, like, keep refrigerated?
The butter?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I'm sure it does.
I haven't looked.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think so?
Yeah.
Hey, Alexa, is butter supposed to be refrigerated?
Butter is best stored in the fridge, where it usually can last up to 1 month.
Oh,
was that helpful?
Only a month?
Oh, gosh,
I have mine in there for like a year.
Yeah. At least.
No, that's some bullshit. Butter does not
Thanks
expire.
Thanks for your feedback.
Ever. Oh, You're welcome. Well,
you're butter does not expire.
Not at all.
No, that's a conspiracy theory trying to get us to waste money.
I've never seen mold on butter before.
Ever.
Right?
Ever.
I don't think it exists.
We should go to an estate sale. I'll get some butter. But no, going back to the refrigerated stuff, I'm talking about like fruits and veggies. If it's on a carton where it's not like where it rains on the stuff, you know, it doesn't need to be in the refrigerator. You can put it on your counter. But if it's in like a cooler area, and I'm not talking about behind doors, but obviously behind doors, you know, in a cooler, but like even like where it's raining and stuff, that stuff should go in the refrigerator.
I think that's common sense though.
Oh, good for you.
I was like, PK never does the grocery shopping to put groceries away.
You just figure that out. You sounded so proud saying it.
This is why Christian Bale just went off on everybody, you know? So back to Denise Richards. That's just weird, right? If your mom's on there?
Definitely.
Unless you guys are super close and then you want to do some kind of like live stream together.
Collabo?
And then get like double the pay. I don't know. I don't know how close they are. I don't know anything about their relationship.
It would be bonding time together.
I don't know. Would you ever be able to do it on OnlyFans with your mom?
No.
Oh, God. That sounds just gross, doesn't it?
I mean, is OnlyFans just dirty stuff, right? Provocative, X-rated?
It doesn't have to be.
Is it as easy as like, you know, feet pictures?
Yeah, you could do feet. Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about Denise doing some feet pictures. But we're not going to tell anybody her username.
Good Lord, look at those feet.
I was like, people can watch me get pedicures.
You might as well try it.
Yeah, Ilya said she should be sitting on cakes. That gets more, you know. She's like the cake sitter.
Yeah, I was like, if no one pays for my toes because they're kind of funky, then yeah, I'll just sit on cakes.
Did you hear that reaction when you put your foot up on the counter?
Yeah.
Put your foot up on there again.
Good Lord, look at that foot.
And she,
it's huge.
2 hours ago, just got her nails done and a pedi.
Oh, looks nice.
So if that's your reaction now, could you imagine if like she put her foot up there yesterday?
Oh, man.
That's the primo look for those feet.
Oh, my gosh. Better. I was supposed to get like the very quick pedicure because like I was on a time crunch, wanted to be back here in time for recording.
Yeah.
And so it was supposed to be like 30 minutes and she took like 45, 50 minutes.
Working on your feet?
My feet were that bad. She pulled out like ingrown toenails. She's like, look at this. I'm like, wow.
He did that to me once and it was hurting.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm like, why are you doing surgery in my toe right now?
Yeah.
It was digging into you or she was digging into your toe?
Yeah, to get it out because it was ingrown. Oh. So I guess you have to do that.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, long.
I don't know if you have a license to be dicing my foot, you know? Like, doctors have studied for years and years to be able to cut open another human being. She's over there just like filing and then pulling out a scalpel.
With a little like cuticle clipper.
Yeah,
and, like,
I was very uneasy. I was like, no, just leave it ingrown then.
No, it's so painful. Yeah. Ingrown nails.
You know what else
awful.
Is painful? When she's in there dicing.
And was the scalpel clean?
She didn't have a scalpel. She was using, what's she
it's
using?
It's like the cuticle trimmer.
Oh,
the
little, okay.
Yeah. It's not relaxing to me, man. Because if they're not digging in there and like cut me open or whatever, then they're doing the scraping at the bottom of the feet. And it's like, I'm so ticklish. I'm like, how is this relaxing to anybody?
I mean,
it's torture.
Your feet look good afterwards.
I get that.
Yeah.
Do they feel good afterwards?
No, it's great. I like my feet after, you know, but during the process, it's not relaxing. And all the ladies seem to think it's relaxing. And I'm like, I'm not relaxed, especially when you do. My hands, a different story. My feet. And also, I got a cheese grater for my feet at the house.
Oh, we have. Yeah. Remember you cheese grated Durant's foot on the show.
Yeah.
So
it works.
I cheese grated mine too, but I don't know when to stop. How do you know when to stop cheese grating?
Ooh, that's a good question.
You start bleeding?
When all the rough stuff is gone.
But I don't know. How do I know when it's all gone?
What do you mean? You look at it as
is
you're grating it.
Is it a guessing game when you're grating your feet?
No.
It's got to be a guessing game. No. How do they know?
Hurt.
I mean, you look at your foot. Once the dry skin is gone, then it's gone.
Huh.
You don't keep rubbing your foot raw.
You just gotta do it slowly.
Why don't you leave it to the professionals then? You can do that.
Yeah. That's a good thing. Anything else in your entertainment report?
I was gonna say, I mean, there is one more story. I mean, I kind of feel like J.J. Watt is a celebrity in my mind. And I just wanted to kind of show off his dad bod to you guys.
Good Lord.
That's not a dad bod.
That is a dad bod. That's a hot bod.
That's a good bod.
That's
though.
A hot bod. That's a workout bod. That's a meathead bod. That's a, there's a lot of names. It's not a dad bod.
That's
this is
why
a dad bod.
Right. Well, you're not a dad.
Look at his tree trunks. They're huge.
What are you just looking at J.J. Watt
naked
pictures?
It's just like a girl chat that we had and we were sending pictures back and forth.
Like, of J.J.?
I mean, maybe.
I'm not sending naked pictures of women to Ryan.
I mean.
And if I did, I'd get all kinds of hell.
This isn't a naked picture. It's just.
It's pretty damn close.
It's a dad bod. It's a celebrity. So I don't think anything's wrong with sending celebrity pictures
what?
Back
Keep
and forth
up.
With your friends.
Hold on. Denise Richards, OnlyFans. Should I go for the mother or daughter?
Both.
Ooh.
Did you know, did you know?
Here's an interesting little factoid I just learned. The bird, the Twitter bird.
Yeah.
What's its name? Do you know? What's his name, if you had to guess?
Tweety?
Anything else? Anything else?
Blue? No. Just like blue because of the color?
I don't know that you'd be able to guess. Should I just tell you?
Yeah, yeah. Tell us.
The bird on the Twitter logo is named Larry.
Larry.
Named after who? He was named after who?
Larry King?
Why would he be named after Larry King, you motherfucker?
That's the only Larry I know.
What, Larry the cable guy?
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird?
Oh, the basketball player. Gosh,
that makes so much sense.
Boom, isn't that interesting? That's kind of, you know, sort of interesting. What?
Does Larry Bird have like a stake in Twitter?
I don't think so. I don't know these things. I didn't read beyond the headlines.
Ooh.
Did you know? No, no. Did you know?
Not a fact. This is more of a story, and we're going to try to guess to know the story. Denise, you found it was a lady got arrested?
So it was a lady who assaulted an employee over what at a fast food restaurant?
I'm going to say a Whopper.
And I'll give you guys five guesses.
Okay, I'm going to have to say it has something to do with chicken nuggets. Not enough chicken nuggets. Got mad, threw it at her.
Not enough of an item. Not enough of an item. You got to go broad, man. You're going to lose all of our guesses. Not enough of an item.
Is that your first guess?
Yes.
Wrong.
Okay, why would she get mad? I'm angry because
she got the wrong food. Wrong food. Wrong order.
Wrong order. Undercooked. Overcooked.
Overcooked. Maybe she said no of an ingredient. Like I always say, no pickles.
And there was pickles on it.
So I have to lie now and be like, I'm definitely afraid. And then when they still mess up,
I'm definitely afraid of pickles.
I'll call and be like, my son just died because you put pickles on a burger. She wanted to customize her order and they f***ed it up.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Okay. We talked about this, I think, last week. Shrinkage. Maybe she...
Oh, the beef. Yes.
Maybe she...
She went to Wendy's.
He was
and she
really
looked
hungry.
At the patty. Yeah.
It shrunk. Got
Boom.
Angry.
Hit that bell.
Oh,
wrong.
No.
But I will say it was at a Wendy's, so I'm giving you guys a hint. You still have two more guesses.
The spicy chicken nuggets weren't spicy.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Or ran out.
Which
spicy
one?
Spicy chicken nuggets weren't spicy. Yes, you got normal chicken nuggets. Yeah, like I said.
Police in Arizona are looking for a woman that decided to take her complaints to the next level at Wendy's. Authorities say she was upset that her fries were cold, but her nuggets, they were not spicy. Pulled up to the drive-thru window to complain. The complaint quickly turned into a screaming fit before the woman said, I'm going to throw it at you and I'm going to hit you, before throwing the food and the drink at the employee. So police are still looking for this woman. Suspicion of assault against the employee.
I feel her. I think I'm on her side, to be honest. Yeah.
I don't really mind spicy, so if it's not, I'm cool with it.
You're good either way.
Yeah.
But she had it in her mind, bro. And you know when you're hungry, you're already agitable. Is it agitable a word? Aggravatable?
No.
The word?
Agitated? You guys sure missed me last week, didn't you?
Oh, you had no idea.
Dude,
we were
struggling.
Yeah. Tortellini. Yeah. We were stuck on tortellini
Why?
Forever.
How did that happen?
Because he ordered it at the Olive Garden.
Yeah,
and then
I didn't know what it was. I tried to explain it, and then
I knew what the item was in my brain, but I couldn't think of the word.
Wait, you ordered something different than chicken Alfredo at Olive Garden?
No, that was just an appetizer.
Come on, now.
Appetizer.
Keep up.
Yeah.
Fried.
Listening when
was,
we,
isn't
when
it
we were
fried
gone?
Ravioli?
It was so. No, it started with
the
tea.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it is deep fried ravioli,
I'm
but it's
sure
called
it's
tortellini.
No, tortellini and ravioli are different.
I know what ravioli is. It's flatter. These were like almost like pizza rolls. Ravioli, aren't they like flat? Almost.
That's the same thing.
No.
You're deep frying them and then putting them on a plate with tomato sauce and it's called tortellini.
Absolutely not.
You're crazy.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no. This whole time. What?
What did I tell you? I was right, wasn't I?
Yeah, it was toasted ravioli.
It is ravioli.
You guys are right.
I was the one that said that, and I didn't even hear the conversation.
But it's called tortellini, isn't it?
No, it's ravioli.
Oh, it's not called tortellini?
I thought it was.
No, that is ravioli. Tortellini
I know that.
Is...
What the hell is tortellini?
Tortellini.
What the hell is that?
It's like it's a rounded pasta. Yeah.
Oh.
So if I go and I say I want the tortellini appetizer, they're going to say we don't have.
Exactly.
I thought this was called that.
No,
yeah,
that's called toasted ravioli. It says it on the picture.
Oh. How dumb are all
tortellini
of our listeners?
Is this pasta right here?
How many people heard us talking about that? Not one person dropped us an instant voice note. Hey, guys.
Yeah. No one caught it.
In fact, the only person that caught it was Denise.
Yeah.
Glad to have you back.
Small ring shaped filled pasta. There you go. Tortellini.
With that, we got to get out of here. Tomorrow's a Toot Your Horn Tuesday, so make sure you're dropping. If you have any kind of good news, we want to hear from you. You do have to have a horn you can honk. But again, if you've got something, feel free to drop it 24/7 online at pkndk.com. Click on the Ivan button. That stands for instant voice notes. Your comments come right to us. We got to get out of here. July 1st, right around the corner this Friday. Hopefully we can see you at the Hubbard Inn. And then Atlanta, September 2nd, Vinyl. All right, see you tomorrow. Until then, bye.
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 And the podcast replays, no matter my metro, take them on the go.
everybody have a good run of life. I love you guys. That's the end of the story. PK!